broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
When this oil washes up on shore, when we have failed to respond to the offers of assistance...
He then tried another tactic as though he had very suddenly switched personalities.
He stood in my seat and looked up in the compartment and said,
It's not just that the law Arizona passed is divisive.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. You're listening to a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and we go everywhere to find it, including through the looking glass. We go places no other talk show, frankly, has the ability to go to. Right. Coming up, Mel Gibson has allegedly been caught on tape using the N-word and other nasty comments to an ex-girlfriend. Plus, we'll tell you some of the most expensive celebrity divorces. Just exactly how much money is being passed around. 877-876-PHIL. And our affiliate spotlight this evening as we get underway, our great friends in San Diego at KFMB 760 AM. And our good friends in Gainesville, Florida, WBXY 99.5 FM in Gainesville and in San Diego. Great to have you along our network. And we are proud to have great radio stations, proud to have a great website, great new media center for our listeners, and that's philhenryshow.com right now as we speak. Live video of this of the radio show, live audio of the radio show going out right now. We have the largest archive of any single radio show anywhere in the world on our website. We have our Phil feed, that is our news feed. We have our listeners checking in on that Phil feed all the time. We also have guaranteed email response from me to you and all kinds of things, and it just gets a lot better. As the summer months proceed, we are going to be celebrating the 20th birthday of the Phil Hendry Show in August of this year. 20 years doing this show that we're very, very proud of. So check us out online at philhendryshow.com. We're going to be bringing on the line this evening a gentleman who is a businessman and is involved in the import-export business. More to the point, though, we're going to be talking with Mr. Canoza this evening about the travels of business people, the use of various hotel spas, the use of massage therapists or masseuse-type people, because the story involving the former vice president, and I suppose we still refer to him as Mr. Vice President, Al Gore, is not going to go away. It's been reopened by the Portland police, as a matter of fact, a case that was supposedly over and done with, I think, sometime in 2009, when the Portland police at that time said, no, we're not going to pursue this. But the Portland, Oregon police have reopened this case regarding sex abuse allegations made in 2006 against former Vice President Al Gore. These were made by masseuse Molly Haggerty. Portland Police Chief Michael Reese released a statement on the sexual assault allegations explaining their recent actions. He said, quote, in reviewing this case, we have determined that there were procedural issues with the 2009 investigation that merit reopening the case. There should have been command-level review at that time on the specifics of this case and decisions on whether the investigation should go forward. If you haven't heard, there is tape of Ms. Haggerty, and it sounds like she's reading a statement. They tell me that this is a interview session, but it sounds very much like she's prepared a statement that the police then recorded. Here she is reading a statement to a Portland police detective.
I squirmed to try and get out of his grasp, telling him to stop down several times, and I finally told him and said, you're being a crazed sex poodle, hoping that he'd realize how weird he was being, yet he persisted. He was much stronger than me, bigger than me, and insistent. It was completely unnerving. And I realized that resistance was making him giggle and pursue more strongly.
We'll play one more clip because, again, it sounds like she's reading a statement. Nothing wrong with that. But when you're reading a statement, it means you've written something. When you've written something, it means you can think about it. Anyway, the masseuse claims she was shocked by Gore wanting sex.
He began demanding that I go lower and massaging on the abdominal area. I was shocked, and I did not massage beyond what is considered a safe non-sexual area of the abdomen. He further insisted and acted angry, becoming verbally sharp and loud. I went into much deeper shock as I realized it appeared he was demanding sexual favors or sexual behaviors.
Rudy Canoza joining us. Mr. Canoza owns an import-export business, is also owner of a business locally here in Los Angeles, a women's wear business. And Mr. Canoza, how are you this evening?
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about the world of travel. When we're talking about spas, business hotels as opposed to as opposed to a vacation hotel?
You can give you an example of a business hotel. I have not been to the Hyatt on Market Street in San Francisco. Is a business hotel. If you look, it's designed for business travelers. It is efficient. It's a beautiful hotel designed specifically for the rapid arrival and departure of the patrons of the hotel. There are also hotels that provide in-room massage. This is all very standard. When you are involved in travel, especially if you're traveling for business, it is not unusual to access a spa or have an in-room massage.
Now, do you get in-room massages?
I do on occasion, yes. This is common, especially if you spend the time traveling airplanes or if you're going to spend the time traveling by car, you're going to perhaps avail yourself of this kind of service. There are different services that the hotel is going to offer. If it is a massage or it could be other spa-style treatment, either in the room or in the spa.
That separate spa area for this kind of a thing. Now, this story here with Vice President Gore and this masseuse, it's always this he said, she said, and we can never quite really figure out. Sometimes the story of the woman is entirely credible. Sometimes you wonder, well, no, wait a second. We always ask the question, well, why did she continue? You know what I mean?
The important thing, I think, to remember in this case, as opposed to my case or any other man or woman who is traveling business, is that this is a former vice president of the United States. This is Al Gore. This is a man who is, we have to remember, this is a man who has won a Nobel Prize. It's a man who won an Oscar for this work for global warming. He's a very busy man, obviously, and he's a man who's going to be between cities. You know, if you're giving a speech in one city and you're moving to another city, sometimes these people are doing three or four speeches, you know. Feeling one day.
Right, right. They're traveling between multiple cities in one day.
Exactly. And so it's not surprising, of course, he is going to say, oh, I want an in-room massage. And the other thing I think is important is he's the vice president of the United States. I am a businessman. I have a successful business. And so you're going to present a bit more of a high profile, so we say. These massages that you get are going to be with warm oil.
With what did you say? With warm oil?
With warm oil, yes. So the women that are going to come to your room to give you the massage, they are using a warm oil. They're using a technique that is a sensuous technique. It's not a sexual, but it's a sensuous. It feels very relaxing and very good. They are moving, using their fingertips as opposed to perhaps the palm of the hand or the heel of the hand. They are lightly glancing their fingers off of the body. They're dancing their fingers. And this is a natural, I think it's a very natural response to something like this. It's going for a man to feel on some level aroused. So if you have Al Gore or you have a Rudy Canosa, Al Gore is a Nobel Prize winner, and this woman as a massage is rubbing this man, the vice president, of course, I think at some point he's going to say to her, I have to say this, it's the most expedient way to say this, Bill, but he's going to say to her, finish what you've started, you know.
And finish what you've started? Is that what you said?
But again, please understand.
So you're saying that I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're saying that the vice president at some point was getting this really sensuous massage?
Well, the massages that you are going to get in the spa, the modern spa, these are designed by these women, these masseuses. These are Swedish massage. It is a technique of using the fingertips, using the warm oil, the rubbing of a part of your body. They don't go, there's no going to an inappropriate place, but they go very close to the inappropriate place. They rub the oil down much closer, perhaps. They'll say to you, take your clothes off, but they don't tell you to cover up. I had a massage in Palm Springs about 2 years ago, and the woman said, remove your clothes for this massage. And I laid on the massage table with no clothes on, but I was not covered up, and she came and made she said to me, no, you must cover with a sheet. I certainly would have covered with a sheet, but they don't tell you. And I think they don't tell you for two reasons. Perhaps they want to say that you were being inappropriate with them, or they want to get a good look, you know, and see what you're carrying on any given day. But
you're sort of portraying the women that give these massages in hotels or wherever as manipulative.
As what?
As manipulative, as they're trying to embarrass or they're trying to arouse.
Well, if you have the Vice President of the United States of America, who has won a Nobel Prize, again, I don't want to be repetitive, and he's won all these, and this man, all he wants is to relax. All that Al Gore, the Vice President of the United States, wants is a relaxing massage. He wants to get ready for a speech he's going to give. He wants to meet his wife for dinner. He wants to meet his wife and some friends for dinner, and then he will go on to his speech. He wants to make sure he is refreshed. He wants to make sure that he represents his point of view in the best possible way that he can. He has a masseuse come to his room, and she begins to put the warm oil and rub him, you know, and now she has completely, now his mind is completely off of the things they should be on, and she has decided this Molly Haggerty, because she sees the Vice President, she's trying to rub the oil in these places, and now she has reduced him to the point of he's begging for it.
It sounds to me like you're saying that a man doesn't have control. It's an interesting point of view when you say that she went in there looking to arouse him.
No, I'm not saying she went to look to arouse him, but the massage that they give nowadays is a very arousing massage. I don't think the women are, I know they know this. Now she knows that she's going to be rubbing, she's giving Al Gore a rub down. And he is the Vice President and the global warming man and the Nobel Prize. And she thinks this is her chance to, you know, give this guy a rub down, and he's putty in her hands. So I think the point is very clear, that people don't understand that a man who is going to get a massage from a masseuse these days, he is more often than not being targeted by the woman who is in charge of this rub down, because she knows that perhaps she can manipulate him in a certain way.
So the guy goes in there, and Al Gore, a former vice president of the United States, and he's going to have a massage, and the next thing you know, she's giving him this kind of a sensuous massage, and you use the words, Al Gore has no choice but to say, finish what you started.
I think it's going to be natural for a man to say, is that, the woman says, okay, that's the end of the 50 minutes, and he's going to say, is that it? You got that oil, you were rubbing it all over. And now you're going to leave. And I think that Gore, as the Vice President of the United States, I don't think he's going to expect any less to say, you better, you know, get back in here and conclude this session, because no way are you going to make me look like an ass.
All right, hold on. Rudy Canoza with us, a import-export businessman on Al Gore, the massage case, that he says is really a simple matter of a man going in and getting a massage, and the woman who's giving the massage, it's so sensuous, it feels so good. Gore has no choice but to say to her, quote, finish what you started, end quote. 877-876-PHIL, and I think people know what I'm talking about. 877-876-PHIL. Your calls come up next with our guest, Rudy Canoza, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil, and on the line is Rudy Canoza. Mascanoza has done a lot of traveling internationally, and I guess in a lot of ways you've gotten a lot of massages. We're talking about Al Gore and the former vice president's run-in in Portland with this masseuse. Now, I've got a couple of more pieces of audio here that we did play last night. We'll play it again and then get back to talking with Mr. Canoza about what the situation is here vis-a-vis the masseuse and the vice president. When a man goes to get a massage, especially nowadays, is that massage, is it entirely innocent? Or is it unexpected for a man to wonder whether or not the masseuse is looking for something more than just to give a man a massage? Here is a masseuse telling the detectives that Gore put her hand onto his crotch.
He decided to clarify things by asking him, as he angrily complained that I was not doing what he wanted, for him to show me exactly what he wanted me to do, such as wear a massage. I said, well, why don't you show me? Because I thought, this is too nuts. He grabbed my right hand hard, shoved it down under the sheet to his pubic hair area, and said to me, there, in a very sharp, loud, angry-sounding tone.
All right, now in this next piece of sound, the masseuse claims that she was disappointed in Gore because she trusted him. Why, I don't know, but...
He then tried another tactic as though he had very suddenly switched personalities and began in a pleading tone, pleading for release of his second chakra there. There's so much tension being held. This was yet another euphemism for sexual activity he was requesting, put cleverly as though it were a spiritual request or something. I was further deeply shocked and repulsed as my realization of what was happening sunk in, and especially as my mind was now reeling from this absolute betrayal by someone I had inherently trusted as a good guy who cares about people, including me, because of his public persona.
It's enough to make you want to throw up, you know.
All right, hold on. Rudy Canoza back with us. Why do you say that?
I think it's enough to make you want to vomit to say, I inherently trusted him. Well, why would you inherently trust any man? Even though he is the vice president of the United States, a man who is a Nobel laureate, a man who has won the Oscar, it was not a question of whether or not she trusted him. It was a question of whether he trusted her. He was reacting, I think, in exactly the way any man is going to react when a woman... one of these masseuses that is giving you this rub down. These massages you get in these hotels today are very erotic. They're very sensual. I draw the line at sexual. I don't want to say they're sexual, but they are very, very erotic. They're very sensual. They use this warmed-up oil, and I've asked a number of the young ladies who are involved in this, why do you warm the oil? And they don't want to tell you.
What do you mean they don't want to tell you?
They won't say. I say, why do you warm the oil up? And they always change the subject. If you ask anyone who's ever had a massage, and they say, why do you warm the oil up? They will change the subject because I don't think they want to say. I think they warm the oil up so it feels like a certain bodily fluid. And this is what the vice president was up against. This is what he was up against the moment he moved into that room. I don't know this woman. I don't know what she is about. I have come up against this kind before. I am a very polite man. I am a South American. I am from Argentina, and I like to think we know how to treat women. So that when I meet a woman who is a massage therapist or a member of the house staff, or she is at the front desk, I will say to her the Argentinian custom to say, la 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 la, which basically means you're a lovely woman. Some women become excited by this, or they become aroused by this. I don't know. And if I'm going to get a massage in a hotel, many women are going to go from being very polite to a level of a cow. This cow is going to take you into a massage room.
All right, why are you calling them cows all of a sudden? Because what? Because they're coming onto you sexually?
Because their design, understand what I'm saying. The design is to tease you or to toy with you so that the vice president, understand who we're talking about here.
Yeah, I know. It's the vice president of the United States, and he's had a Nobel Prize and an Oscar.
Well, this is not anything to throw away. This is not anything to just turn your nose up at.
I'm not turning my nose up at that. I'm very, very aware of that.
So if you are, forgive me, but if she's a cow and the cow says, I have the vice president who is in the palm of my hand, all I have to do is warm up some oil so it feels like you know what,
Are you telling me, now you've asked massage therapists why they warm up the oil, and they won't tell you?
That is correct, yes.
877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Rudy Canoza as we talk about the Al Gore masseuse case in Portland. And we're going to take some phone calls this hour as well, 877-876-PHIL. Is Al Gore, in your mind, and I realize there's probably more facts that need to come up, but is Al Gore simply another inappropriate man with a woman in a hotel room, and he thinks he's a special because he's VP, or is he being set up here? And you seem to think it's a setup, Rudy?
I'm not going to say it's a setup.
So she didn't, when she went into the room, she knew she was going to be giving Al Gore a massage.
I don't think she's going into the room to say, I'm going to give Al Gore a massage. I think I'm going to set this guy up. But I think she knew as she went to the room, whether it's the vice president, and as she began to work, she is applying the technique of a massage therapist. She's doing this Swedish or what have you kind of massage, you know. And it's a very sensual massage, and it's something that feels good. Now, she knows that this man is desiring more of the massage and more of the massage. And now she knows that the man has reached that point that anyone logically is going to reach. It's illogical to give a man a rub down like this and to say...
Well, you call it a rub down, man. What do you mean by that?
Like a massage.
Okay, so they're just interchangeable?
Yes, I use the term. That's a European term to get the rub down, you know. But I can tell you, it's illogical to rub or to massage a man the way that these women do these days and expect him not to say something like, you've got to, you know, you have to give me relief. You must relieve me. And I can tell you because I've encountered a cow, and this is what I say cow. I don't mean women are cows. I mean, but the cow is not even a woman. A cow is... will listen to a man beg. She will literally listen to a man beg and say, I must afford to have the relief now. You must move your hand to an area or so on and so forth, and I don't want to be grabbing.
We don't have to talk about that, but you're saying that she's a tease.
More than a tease. When she is making a former vice president of the United States of America, Nobel laureate, and asking, I know you don't want me to go down the laundry list of what this man has done, but he's achieved so much, and now... one of the highest-ranking people in our society is reduced to begging a cow. You see? He's reduced, the former vice president has been reduced to begging relief from a cow. I must say that in my experience, I never have, and I have been reduced in my day before I, you know, if you say to a woman, la-la-la-la, this is a South American way of saying I love you. But then this cow will start working on you, and then you are reduced to a... You're not even a man. You're kneeling in a towel, and you beg.
877-876-PHIL. That sounds very dramatic. It sounds extreme, right?
There are a great many dramatic and extreme scenes that are acted out in hotel rooms all the time.
877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with Rudy Canoza about Vice President Gore and the accusation that he was sexually inappropriate or sexually harassed a masseuse. And Rudy is basically saying that it's probably the other way around, that she had the vice president right where she wanted him and began to tease him. What do you guys think? Is the vice president being set up? I like that term. I think that's appropriate. Here is Deborah on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Deborah.
I don't think the vice president's being set up. He was getting a massage, and previously about the oil, you warm the oil so it's not a shock to the body. It's the temperature of the skin. And
what about that, Rudy?
Well, the lady is saying, but I have asked, I don't know how many masseuses, I said, why do you warm that up? And they give you this they lick their lips and give you this look. And I don't, you know.
I can't say that doesn't happen. I don't know. I'm sure there's people like that. But, what, you know, then they're not professional.
Do you do massage, ma'am? Hello? Do you do massages? This is Mr. Canosa. I was wondering if you do massages.
Me? You're talking to me?
Yes, I am talking to you.
Mm-hmm. We have hospice patients, and we do a massage. And it's not
all right.
Sexual.
Now, you know that when you give a massage, you know that it feels so good, and this is wonderful, and you do such a wonderful job. And I have had in the hotel. But at some point, you begin to make a man feel aroused, you know.
Well, now, you can't say that about every woman, every massage therapist. Deborah is her own person.
But, Deborah, have you not encountered this?
I'm speaking to Deborah.
Have you ever encountered a man who will say to you, please, in the name of God, you've got to, I don't know.
But if a man becomes aroused, that's on him. I mean.
On him?
Yes.
So you warm up the oil. You slip the towel down below his buttocks.
No, they don't do that, do they?
No.
A few of them do it, yeah.
No.
Wait a minute. I had one cheek. She exposed one buttock.
Were you having a lot of muscle tension there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I was. But there it is, you know, and she starts rubbing up my butt.
Well, now, wait a second. Hold on. I don't want to get too graphic here.
No. I don't either, but I'm just saying. By the time she was ready to leave, I said, wait a second, where are you going? She said, that's it. You're 50 minutes. And I said, you know, you've got to give a brother a break here, you know. And no go.
You said you got to give a brother a break.
Well, she was black.
What does that mean?
She was a black woman. But
well, all right. I don't understand, but I will say this. Deborah, you guys operate professionally from the standpoint of everything that you do is not working on any erogenous zone, anything erotic. It is strictly about muscle.
Relax. Yes, to relax muscle tension, work out the knots. Yeah, it's not.
Yes,
hey, let's turn you on.
But wait. You must know that if you are your fingertips are delightfully. Boy, I tell you.
Well, what are you trying to say?
Go ahead. You say what you want to say, Deborah, and then I will say what I want to say.
Okay. All right.
Perhaps
we can
have a meeting of the mind.
Some men get aroused just by looking at a woman, but it's not the woman's fault. She's not a cow. You know?
No. But, no, I did not say that. I would not say a woman is a cow simply because when I look at her, she is lovely, and I go to her and I say, I think you are so lovely. A la la la. And she is not going to have dinner with me. I'm not going to think she is a cow. But if I say to her, you have massaged me, you have massaged Rudy in a way that pleases Rudy. A la la la. And then she says to me, lots of luck. You see, is that not
That's
a cow?
That's right.
Is that
then
not
I
a cow?
Would say, I would say the same thing. Lots of luck, buddy.
That was not my intention. You don't feel you're acting cow-like. You don't feel you act as a cow when you say to a man after you have given him a delightful rubdown, and now I must go. Deborah must go. I have other things to do. I have other people I must speak with, and I must go now.
Exactly.
And you leave the room.
Professionals, and it's just like going to a physician.
And you leave the room, and yeah. I am not allowed to think of you as a cow?
Why would you think of her as a cow if she's saying she has to leave now?
Because she...
What do you expect me to do?
You're the one that did the job.
Yes.
And that's
why
the vice president said, you got to finish what you started. You can't just walk out of here and go down to Suite 41.
Did he hire a masseuse?
But then she came in and she started doing what you people do. And you know what you do. You say, oh, really? Is there tension there? And you start, you know, squeezing it.
That's you're getting into some areas here. You're probably accusing people of not acting ethically. Deborah, thank you for your call, though. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move over to Donna in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Donna, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Rudy Canoza. Go ahead, please.
Rudy, I think you're a male chauvinistic pig. You come in, you pay for a professional service. If you can't contain yourself and respect the service that you're getting, maybe you should abstain from receiving those types of services.
You are telling me that a man getting aroused when he is being massaged is unnatural? I would say to you that you are wrong.
I would say to you that it is a professional service. It's deemed a professional service. No different than going to the dentist. No different than going to a professional basketball game. You're paying for a service. If you don't know how to receive the service, maybe you should conduct yourself in a manner where you have your, if it's going to cause that type of arousal, do it with an intimate partner. Because I am an aesthetic student. I have hands on every day.
Uh-huh.
I encounter men. I encounter women. And if I'm a cow or not, I'm not in the business of these. If that was the case, I'd be a hooker.
No, wait a minute. I am not going to the massage to be pleased. I am going to the massage to get the massage. But as the massage goes on, and now Rudy or Al Gore or anyone begins to feel, boy, that feels pretty good. I better, you know, keep at it. Then she leaves. How can I not think of cow? I don't think you're a cow. I'm not saying you're a cow. I'm saying it's cow-like to do that.
I'm saying that if you can't go receive a professional
cow-like
service and conduct yourself in a way that is respectful to the profession, and if you have a problem with another woman arousing you in that manner at that point, being the vice president of the United States, carrying that type of stature, whether you're a man, woman, child, then you need to abstain from receiving that service and don't blame it on the person being a tease.
But wait a minute. If you're giving the vice president of the United States a massage, right, you're doing that. Wouldn't you be careful?
Or a gutter slut, a massage.
Let's say you are giving the vice president of the United States, who's won a Nobel Prize, who has an Oscar, who...
All right, we know his credentials, okay?
All right. But let's say Donna is giving him, and you're starting to, you know, do your thing. And he starts to grunt or whatever. Don't you feel it's your duty...
Doesn't he feel like his duty to me? Doesn't he feel like it's his duty to stop it then, to be very diplomatic, exercise couth, make up some off-the-wall excuse, get up and go, if you're getting that aroused, go home to your wife, go to your girlfriend. I'm here to provide you with a service. I'm not here to fulfill your sexual pleasures.
Let me ask you this. I understand, but he's the vice president, so if you want to treat him like garbage, that's your business, I suppose. I don't know.
Treating the vice president like garbage.
Well, I want to ask this young lady, then I'll let her go. In my country, it is appropriate for a man, when he thinks a woman is beautiful, to look at her and to say, la, 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 la.
And yet in America, that
means you're lovely. It doesn't mean I love you. It means you are lovely. A la, la. And yet in America, some women become... how do I put this? Some women get offended by that. Is that my fault, or is it, you see, if I say that...
What are you saying to women?
If you can appreciate beauty, that's great.
Okay.
If you can do it with tooth intact, absolutely,
yes,
no
ma'am.
Problem.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
If I'm walking
yes.
down the street and you're a construction worker and you're hollering out vague and vulgar remarks and acting like a cow, then maybe you should reevaluate your own self-worth and where you're coming from and then proceed forward with what you choose to
no,
do.
No, ma'am. All I'm saying is, la, 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 la. That's all. If you walk by me, I would stick my tongue out and go, blah, 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 like that. Now, that is South American. And yet, in my country, the women appreciate. In this country, they think you're big. They call me a pig.
No, well, maybe it's through the display of the tongue. Blah, 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 the body.
You know.
We have oil.
Yeah, all right, well, look at...
We keep them private.
Okay.
It's sacred.
You know, I like this lady. She's got an answer for everything, but it's not the right answer.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Donna, very much for your call, though. I appreciate it. I think they are the right answers.
No, she's a lovely lady, and she has an answer. She's giving me a lot
la,
of
la, la, la.
She's not giving me the right answers.
She just went la, 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 la.
Yeah, she's a woman. She kept it up.
877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. Rudy Canoza, as we talk about the Al Gore case and the masseuse in Portland, Oregon, who has accused him of sexual harassment, sexual abuse, or maybe it's the other way around. Was Al Gore, because he's the vice president, did she give him a massage where he naturally is going to get aroused? Is it something that these massage therapists should be thinking about, that a guy is going to get aroused by their massage, that he has no choice, he's the vice president, or what have you? 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Bill Hendry Show.
I just tell you that. La 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 la.
It's the Bill Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Mr. Rudy Canoza, who's a import-export businessman. He also owns a local women's apparel business in Southern California and is talking to us here tonight about the situation with Al Gore. Now, you know, it's interesting, Rudy, that that men who travel, women who travel for business will often avail themselves of these spa treatments, and we never hear anything. It's no big deal.
Yes, but now you're here because he's the vice president.
Well, all right. You're saying that the vice president's been targeted because he's a vice president. And I'm saying to you that we have an equal number of cases throughout the years of prominent men harassing women.
Well, the facts speak for themselves. No one else has ever won a Nobel Prize, an Academy Award.
Oh, come on. What? You know, this resume of Al Gore's...
Mr. Hendry, there has been no other human being in the history of the arts who has won a Nobel Prize and an Academy Award as well. This man represents... I think he represents American royalty. I know that you don't have a royalty, but Vice President of the United States, he represents... And I think that a massage therapist, a masseuse, however you wish to speak of these people, I think what they can do for 1 hour is give this man what it is, what he wants. But no, they won't do this. They will look for some kind of legal opening. I don't know what happened, but I can tell you, having been there, these massage therapists can reduce a man to dropping to one knee with a towel wrapped around his waist and begging for it.
And by the way, you're wrong about the Nobel Prize and Academy Award.
Say it again?
You're wrong about the Nobel Prize and the Academy Award. One other guy besides Al Gore won a Nobel Prize and an Academy Award.
Well, Mr. Hendry, I know that you have the resources to look up on the wiki, on the Wikipedia, or how you do. I'm saying that...
No, I just wanted you to know there is one other guy.
Well, who was this?
George Bernard Shaw.
But I would say your vice president is in good company, George Bernard Shaw.
George Bernard Shaw won a Nobel Prize for Literature in 1925 and an Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay in 1938. So,
well, I would say your vice president, you're saying your vice president is not in good company. When you have a man who is...
No, I'm not saying he's not in good company. I'm just saying just because he's a vice president doesn't mean that he wasn't inappropriate. Now, I know what you're saying about he said, she said, and all this stuff. You're trying to tell me that when a guy gets a massage, it's difficult for him to not be aroused. I've gotten plenty of massages, and I haven't gotten aroused to the point where I'm begging for it.
But you have gotten aroused.
I'm not going to talk to you about that. I'm just telling you that I never got to a point where I was inappropriate or, quote, begged for it or dropped to one knee with a towel around my waist. Where do you get this stuff?
Ms. Henry, I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to, but you can't judge me. You can't say to me there's something wrong with me because I look at a woman who's giving me a massage and I say to her, well, let's get going because, you know, you started it. Let's, and or if I look at her to say, Allah, And
what is that anyway, man?
What?
Alaha. What is alaha?
No. That is the Argentinian way of...
No, I know. It's a way of saying that you think the woman is beautiful. I don't understand.
You don't understand what? What about la 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 don't you get?
What do I don't get? What is that? La la la?
You extend the tongue. You look at the woman, you extend the tongue, and you say, la 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 la. That is to say you are beautiful. Every woman who sees that in Argentina is flattered beyond words. Look at a woman in Argentina and you say, she is tremendously flattered. But do that in America, and they look at you like you're some kind of a retard. I don't get it.
Well, I can tell you right now, my man, and this is just me talking, if you look at a woman in the States and you go, yeah, that's probably how she's going to think.
Why?
Because it sounds stupid.
Boy, I feel sorry for you people. Hey, look, Jimmy Buffett. Is this a repeat of AC?
We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming next, Mavis Leonard.
Phil Hendry.